In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, leave that up for a second. Delivery Joe are very literal. Yeah, Delivery Joe.
Delivery Joe. He's out there working. That's what he is.
He says, remember to mark your option to have your deliveries put into Amazon packaging if you're sending some prizes to loved ones. Companies are not doing it automatically right now to cut costs. Yesterday, a package arrived, which is a gift for Katie. Mm-hmm. Not only was what the gift is in the name of the company. Mm. The company's name was plastered in giant letters on the packaging.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a hard packaging like box. It was like a paper, you know, like a plastic packaging.
Yeah.
It's like pink, big letters that says the name of the company. And then it says in even bigger letters, welcome to your new, and it tells you exactly what the gift is.
Oh my.
And the package was picked up and put, like in an area, normally stuff just goes on the kitchen counter. All of the adults in the house know from the 17-year-old to Katie, to me, don't open packages this time. Normally open whatever comes, put it where it needs to go. Mm-hmm. Right now, just put it on the counter. Don't touch it. I think Abby must have grabbed this one because she just put it off to the side because I asked Katie, I was like, did you see those packages that arrived? And she was like, no, I just grabbed the girls and we went to do some shopping for you. And then, they went to eat. It's like, but I know there's some there for you. And I'm like, okay. So I'm trusting that Abby did in fact pick it up and put it in that kind of random place. Because that's something a 17-year-old would do is just put it in a random place. Yeah. And I was so agitated when I saw it. Like, I was fuming because it's something that she actually asked for. Mm. It's actually the only thing she asked for. I just got her stuff. Mm. She asked for this. Mm. And I was so annoyed when I saw it. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, we just come on, companies. Just brown box.
Thankfully. But hey, good work from Amazon, Delivery Joe there. If you're using Amazon, make sure you mark correctly. And thankfully, the house was empty, so I was able to just grab the package. Complex gave me a bunch of stuff for the 11-year-old that I took all of that stuff upstairs and put it in the hiding spot and started to rap what I could before everybody got home.
You're a rapper. You're a good.
I am. Present yeah, rapper. I haven't. I've my strong. I'm like, okay. If you needed me to rap a gift, I could do it.
Yeah.
I don't do the bows and the. And all of that.
You got to do the bow.
Why?
You mean like
why?
The tie bows or just the bow to stick on there?
Yeah, I don't do either one of those. Yeah, but
stick a bow on there.
Why didn't buy any bows? I don't have any. I bought a bunch of different wrapping papers. So everybody has different wrapping paper.
When's the last time you walked inside a Dollar Tree?
It's a good call. It's a good call.
What's that?
When's the last time you walked inside a Dollar Tree?
I don't know, bro.
It's a good call.
All right, let's go. They'd like to know these things.
Katie visits. She loves the Dollar Tree. Like, she could go there. She tried to manufacture a bow, and they kept falling off, and it was leaving this red, like, tinsel stuff all over the house. Mm. It's like, hey, you think we could ditch the little homemade bow?
Yeah,
like,
I don't like
this stuff is all over the house.
Yeah, I don't like when that.
Thankfully,
happens.
She didn't put up a fight. She's
Crystal
like, yeah,
tries to
really
get me
working.
To participate in the Christmas wrapping, but I tell her, like, you know what I'm gonna do. You're not gonna like it, but I'll rap if you want me to.
I can rap if need be, but I'm not good at it.
The gift that came for her, I don't know how to rap. It's kind of awkward, and the way that they packaged it, I actually think is really neat. Mm. So I don't know if I want to wrap it, and it's maybe just something that, you know, Santa drops off at 5 in the morning on Christmas, and it's just there under the tree. Because okay. It does look pretty neat, and I don't know that it's worth making, like, this weird wrapping thing with it.
Mm. Got you. I got you.
Yeah. Are you guys putting out cookies and milk for Santa this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
A 3-year-old.
I had
the damn elf on the shelf has been everywhere every bro. Night. And then sometimes the elf on the shelf, how do I say this?
Choose your words carefully.
Sometimes when I shut down, mm-hmm. The elves on the they're somewhere else. I'm like, oh, I see them over there, right? Mm-hmm. And then when I wake up, I guess that they didn't like that spot and they're somewhere else.
Hmm.
Getting vetoed.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So after you go to, so the elf
I'm
moves.
The last one yep. in the house to go to sleep.
But the elf, whose name is?
Elfie and Ellis.
Elfie and Ellis have just decided, yeah, we're just going to make our way around the house.
By the
yeah.
time I come home, or not come home, but by the time I go downstairs and make some coffee, they weren't where I remember they were last night.
Here's what has happened with the elf in my house. It's only happened once, and it was today. Everybody got home. We all went upstairs. I put the game on. We were just kind of hanging out. And then I had already gotten all of the morning stuff ready. And I powered down. And then Katie left at 4, and I just went back, or 5, and I went back to work, and I didn't check to see where the elf was. That's a problem. So the 11-year-old walks down and then comes back up because I didn't work out this morning and I stayed in the room, and she doesn't say anything. 4-year-old's oblivious. She comes to me and it's like, all right, guys, let's go get breakfast. I'm holding the 4-year-old and immediately see, oh, man, the elf has not changed location since yesterday. And now all I can do is distract the 4-year-old and pray the 11-year-old didn't see it.
Mm. Mm.
So I'm getting breakfast. I walk over to where the elf was.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to talk in code here. I put the elf into hiding.
Okay.
Under my sweatshirt.
Got you. Got to do it. Yeah, no, that makes
served
sense.
Breakfast. Didn't want to be gone too long. Mm-hmm. Served breakfast. Went around. Got Sprout a treat. And lo and behold, Jingle found a new home.
Jingle's his name.
Jingle found a new home. And Audrey's 11 years old. She goes, hey, did you see Jingle? And she goes, no. And she goes, oh, it's in the same spot as it was last night.
Oh, snap.
So I walked over. That's... I'm not proud of this. I looked at her like, really? And I walked over and I looked over where Jingle was.
Yeah.
And then I looked at Audrey confused. And then she looked at me confused. And she looked over and it wasn't there. So now now I have convinced an 11-year-old, she's crazy. And I said, baby, you've got to eat breakfast, but I'll give you 5 minutes. I don't know where she's at. I don't know where he's at. Mm. Go look. It turns out he was in the studio. He was in the studio on the microphone, I guess hosting a podcast with Rich Paul.
Well, that's, hey. You don't like the Lakers' chances either.
I went back and looked at the audio file. That's exactly what he said. I can't even tell you what he said about Zach LaVine. I don't know what's going on with these. I don't know what's going on with these Elf podcasts, but man, they were. So I text Katie. I was like, I can't believe this happened. Mm. And she responded, welcome to Parenthood.
Man, this is a lot of pressure, man. And then I'll be moved. Well, he'll move from time to time,
yeah,
and stuff like that. It's real simple. And then y'all go on the internet and people are doing crazy stuff with the elves.
Crazy. Yeah,
the elves are out there playing Uno.
No.
The elves are out there.
Well, Jingle did play pool the first night. He was playing pool the first night. He was spinning Michael Jackson records one night.
Well, see.
Taylor Swift records.
So here's the from my understanding, and this is what makes it tricky for me, is I feel like the elves can't be moved. They can't be touched.
That's right. You have to have a special glove.
Yeah.
And I have that special glove.
I don't even know
nothing about
specials.
There's a special glove that puts magic back in the elf if it gets moved. Like, you can't touch the elf without the glove.
And seeing that's the killer, right?
And it looks strikingly similar to Michael Jackson's.
That's the killer. They have to be somewhere where they can't be touched.
Yep.
So everything is above. There's only so many places. What, are you going to play Uno on the top of the microwave?
Yeah. Jingle was playing tic-tac-toe the other day. What a terrifying morning it was at the house.
Shout out Elfie and Ellis and Jingle.
Also, I gaslighted an 11-year-old. Give me, like, what'd you want me to do? I had to get through the morning. I had to sacrifice the 11-year-old to save the 4-year-old.
What you got to do? What you talking about?
We'll come back. I want to hear, you got to hear what Giannis told his teammates. And what Rich Paul said about Oklahoma City. It's the one, and we're going to have a conversation about the college football playoff. We'll come back.
Notre Dame's still crying.
Huh?
Yeah, they are. Settle down.
But
the bigger picture is you're spot on.
We'll talk about it. It's D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hold on, go ahead, answer, because I'm curious. Tall Skinny Ben asked, what was our favorite John Cena moment?
Can you guess?
Your favorite?
Yeah.
It's not one of the ones. I said Chicago with Punk or the way he worked that crowd in Philadelphia. Mm-mm. No, I don't think I can.
It's when Brock beat his ass.
Oh.
That's my favorite. It has nothing to do with, I don't have a problem with John Cena, but that, I remember and I kept waiting for the turn.
They Barry Horowitzed his ass for 16 straight minutes.
I kept waiting for the turn
when that
where
happened,
he would get his like his that, little shots in.
That was pretty crazy. When that happened, that was pretty crazy.
That's pretty big of him to let someone else go over on the yellow shorts guy. Oh, I'm gonna take my vitamins and blah blah blah.
Let the warrior go over.
Yeah. Once him, like, leave after he got him back though. He got him back. Do you remember what Brock destroying Cena was for?
No.
It was all for one purpose and one purpose only. They had Brock destroy Cena, which, remember, Cena became the champion because Daniel Bryan had won the championship at 30. Mm. He almost immediately got hurt. Daniel Bryan was going to be John Cena. This story was going to happen whether it was John Cena or it was Daniel Bryan. It has significantly more impact, in my opinion, because it was John Cena. Mm. It was done to build Brock into an unbeatable monster who would finally get taken down
at 31
by Roman.
Mm.
But the Roman thing went so sideways, they threw Seth out there in Santa Clara.
When did they decide on Seth?
That day.
That day. Mm-hmm. They decide that's what they're going to do.
Roman's entire family is there.
I would have been kind of hot.
Roman's whole family was there. And they said, so, okay, I don't know if they decided for sure. I think they had gone back and forth. They didn't tell Seth, Roman, or Brock what was happening until that day in San Francisco, wow. Santa Clara.
Roman's good, but I don't know if any of the crates have a run as bad as that.
As bad as run? Oh, like prior to?
Yeah, prior to.
His babyface run was pretty tough.
Yeah.
But, and the crazy, yeah, his babyface run was pretty tough. They booed him so bad at WrestleMania, it confused Dwayne. Or not at WrestleMania, at
Royal Rumble.
Yeah, they booed him so bad, Dwayne was looking around like, the hell?
See, the thing about it, though, is, and I'm going to give him a pass because that's my boy. That wasn't his fault. He was put in an impossible situation.
Oh.
He was put in an impossible situation because they loved him until he was the champion.
They loved him when he was the ass-kicking guy from the Shield.
Yeah.
Then they saw how much the crowd got behind him. Remember when they going back to 30, when they had Batista win the Royal Rumble, one of the last guys was Roman. Mm-hmm. And Roman was the guy who was throwing everyone out of the ring, and that crowd was going nuts.
Yeah.
They wanted him to win so bad because they didn't want Batista. And that was the first moment they really got behind him, and they thought, oh, we've got a baby face.
See?
And then they realized, oh, he's a good-looking guy. Rock tie-in.
Does a little we've
got
commercial.
A face of the franchise. Mm-hmm. Let's turn him into John Cena. And the crowd hated it.
And that's my point. It's not Roman's fault.
It's not.
It's powers to be.
It's not.
So I'm not.
And I don't know. Giving him a pass.
No, we're not giving him a pass.
He got bad creative. That's why.
Yes. You know what I think truly made Roman Reigns? COVID. Remember, he turned heel
in the Thunderdome
in COVID, and he comes back. He comes back in a total heel way. A match is already happening, like all of this stuff, and it's like that's weird, but like okay. And then that camera he signs a contract, and that camera draws back and back and back, and you see Paul Heyman sitting next to him, and there's no one to react. There's no crowd to react to it. So they had time to tell their story the way that they wanted to without any smart fans in Chicago or Sacramento or anywhere regurgitating it. Mm-hmm. They were able to tell their story and establish him as the bad guy.
You say and that. I hear they had empty arenas for him and attach a guy to him.
Here's what I will say for Roman in his defense, why I look at creative as being a problem. I didn't know this because I wasn't really watching that level at that time. But Roman was talking in NXT, and he sounded good. Roman was talking that Cash Money talk back then. And then creative got him and said, "Don't say a word." Basically,
he's top ten.
Like he had it,
but it worked.
They didn't put him in the right spot.
But I disagree. Not talking worked because he had
with
Seth.
The Shield.
Yeah,
with
because the Shield. They had Seth and Dean to talk.
Yeah,
but when he should have had the opportunity to talk, they had him saying the wrong things.
He was, and I had the privilege of seeing him in that role in NXT, so it's easier than just taking a blank slate. But he should have always been a heel. Like, after I saw that NXT stuff, the way he was talking, I'm like, this is a heel. You got to let him talk that talk. Not, hey, guys, let's do this one for the family. Oh, man, that's why it's not even really popping right now. He's a heel. Let him talk that talk.
I think he's hit unfortunate territory, though. They're not going to boo him.
That's true, too.
He could throw Cody Rhodes off the top of Titan Tower, and you could watch that man splat to his death, and they will not boo him.
Because there's KCs that there's, just cheer, I cheer anything Roman.
Right, and but I think that's the majority of the fan base now. Yeah. They're just – I think everybody knows he's the biggest star in the company. And they're going – it's not Cody. It's Roman. And they're going to treat him as such now until he retires. Mm-hmm. They're going to treat him as such. Head over
Jesse.
To BakerFamilyWines.com.
What? He's top 15 all time. It's fine.
What the hell?
What? 10. So, 10. Yo, fine,
get your
10.
Boy.
Top
get
10.
Your boy. Get your boy.
Fine. If we want to make excuses for him, that's fine.
He had maybe the greatest run of all time. Yeah. Title run of all time.
I'm trying to talk whole about? Career.
Hogan, Austin, Shawn.
Cena's in there.
Okay, give me one
I'm
more.
Look, this is blasphemy. I know this, and maybe I'm prisoner of the moment. Shout out to Steven. He says I'm always prisoner of the moment, but I don't think so. I'm putting Roman ahead of The Rock.
The Rock doesn't need to be in this conversation.
I know we hate him now, but like.
The Rock doesn't need to be in this conversation.
I don't know. He's five.
Roman
he's five.
Roman had the greatest title run, arguably the greatest title run of all time. Single run.
Go grab a bottle of wine after this conversation. Maybe two of them. Get that dark rosé everybody loves. Get that 755. Whatever they don't have at a Nugget near you, whether it's in Elk Grove, Roseville, Granite Bay, you could try Bel Air and Rayleigh's, or you can guarantee yourself getting whatever bottle you're looking for if you go to the tasting room. In West Sacramento. You can find out all of the locations. You can grab wine over at BakerFamilyWines.com. And while you're there, join Dusty's Clubhouse for exclusive releases and tasting room specials. It's an absolutely incredible wine made by an incredible group of individuals, headlined by our man Dusty Baker, our guy Chick. They've spent so much time on this show. I thought the world of Dusty before this partnership, and somehow I managed to think even higher of him. After getting to know him and us having the relationship we do with him.
Shout out to Unk, man. That's Unk. Say that affectionately.
Absolutely. BakerFamilyWines.com. Couple of quick things here before we get to college football, just because I just have to get this thought on college football off. Rich Paul said something about Oklahoma City.
So I don't – so after I looked this up a little bit, I don't know if it was on the actual podcast or in the pilot that they did for a podcast or whatever. But Max tells the story on Simmons' podcast, the one he did with Simmons.
Okay.
He tells the story of talking to Rich Paul. And Rich Paul, they were having some type of on-the-record conversation. I just don't know if it's recorded. But he said they were talking about OKC, and he says, Rich says, quote, they play in OKC. You got to take some points off. There's no energy when you get there. The teams that are going to they're going to face – are not energized. They're already thinking in a couple of nights we're going to be in LA. I only bring that up to say, once again, if I'm Sam Presti, dog, stop saying that about my place. You control play. You control Jalen Johnson. If Jalen Johnson's a free agent, that's what you're saying about OKC? Or better yet, you don't have any representation for Neat Clifford. You don't represent Neat Clifford, but he hears you say something like that, and how's that going? Maybe he's like, oh man, maybe OKC isn't the place. He said there's no energy there. I don't want to go there. Once again, I'm going a little far into the weeds, but you just can't be. Is this okay for? To be having this podcast.
They should change the title of the podcast from Game Over to Is This Okay? Because I think about four times every episode when Rich Paul is talking, we're going to say, is this okay? Or is he allowed to say that? All right. Cool. Yeah. They were talking about Giannis and that you brought up the Jalen Johnson thing. I had no idea Rich Paul represented Jalen Johnson, and he mentioned it on the podcast. I read something this morning that Giannis, I'm sorry, I'm a professional. I'm not laughing. Giannis met with his teammates and told them to block out the noise.
All right, man.
And I thought that was interesting because if I wasn't on the radio, I would say this a very specific way, but bro, you're the noise. Yeah. So you tune you out. Okay, get your ass out of the locker room then because you're the problem. It ain't us. It ain't me. It ain't him.
No.
Bro, you are very literally the noise. You have been since the offseason. You have been the problem.
In that particular case, should Giannis just not say anything?
Yes. Yeah.
Just don't address it.
You want to meet with your teammates? Here's what you could say. Hey, guys, block out the noise. Let's go win games. No, bro. Hey, guys. I'm sorry.
No. Hey, guys. Thank you for being good teammates. I'll see you at the crossroads.
So you won't be lonely.
Yeah. No, just don't. I mean, if you're having, if AJ Green is like, hey, Giannis, man, what's up? How you feeling? Like, what's good? Yeah, you don't have to be like, I'm not talking to you, AJ. You can talk to him, but it's not like in this galvanizing way. Hey, guys. I got something I want to say.
No, man. that was tough because it's like, bro, I love Giannis. You can't say that because you're the problem. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey guys, ignore all the problems, man. It's you.
Am I the drama?
You're the Cardi yes.
B once said.
Yes. Cardi Antetokounmpo. You're the drama.
Happy belated birthday to Giannis too. I think it was like 2 days ago.
Salute. Is he 30 yet?
It's a good question. I don't know.
You talk about seeing you at the crossroads. I can't believe I'm about to say this. I'd love to see the college football playoff at the crossroads.
I can't believe I'm agreeing with you.
I thought this during the year, and it got stronger as Ohio State and Michigan was getting closer. And I remember that morning, like I used to be so excited for that game. Hell, for I've been back home 10 years, maybe 3 or 4 of those years. I met people Saturday morning, Michigan fans, Saturday morning, 9 o'clock to watch that game. And that thought never once crossed my mind. The only thing that crossed my mind was, do we have plans that Saturday morning? Mm. And I remember thinking, wow, I can't remember, but if we do, whatever. I realized I didn't care. Like, Ohio State had been the number one team in the country, I think, at that point for 12 or 13 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, AP poll-wise, you know, college football playoff ranking, you know, it was a little bit shorter. But still, they'd been the number one team, the consensus number one team. There has never been a debate all year. Losing to Michigan didn't matter. It created a fun storyline. It created the Ryan Day thing all over again. It created a good storyline for Michigan. Did that guarantee their spot? Beating the definitive top team in the country, did that get them into the college football playoff? They didn't. It wasn't the most exciting game, but Ohio State wound up winning. That took out the Michigan storyline. That took out the Ryan Day storyline. And then it didn't matter. The Big Ten Championship, I was like, this is a great game. It's literally an exhibition game. Indiana's going to compete for a national championship. Ohio State is going to compete for a national championship. And you just made this gem of a Big Ten title mean nothing. And I came to the conclusion as those rankings were coming out and I'm seeing Tulane and James Madison, I'm seeing a goddamn team that doesn't have a coach anymore going to the college football playoff. And I realized this setup took my love of college football away. And I hope it didn't take it away forever. But I know this year it was kind of glancing at college football and not watching college football. And like when the Heisman Trophy candidates came out, I was like, ah, cool. I've seen highlights of all of those guys. I've seen games of a couple of them, like games. And I don't, the only thing I can trace it to is I just know they don't really matter anymore. It doesn't, it just doesn't matter like it used to, I should say. They matter. It absolutely matters. It just, one of the things I loved about college football is the way it used to be, and there's flaws in the system. I'm not saying it's perfect, but you could make an argument in week four, there's a game that's being played that's going to have massive ramifications. That never happened. It never, the Notre Dame thing, I mean, Notre Dame is getting, they're either getting crucified for their response to this, or you have people, riding for them to be in the college football playoff. The college football playoff committee devalued their own rankings with what they did to Notre Dame, because Notre Dame and Miami have essentially been the same football team for weeks. And somehow Miami climbed 8 spots and Notre Dame fell 1. And you're using the head-to-head as an argument when the head-to-head didn't matter when Miami was ranked like 18th and Notre Dame was 10th. Notre Dame won football games and maintained their position the entire ranking time. Yeah, I'd be furious too if I won my last game and all of a sudden I'm out of the college football playoff because you decided the head-to-head meant something when it didn't mean anything 6 weeks ago. To me, that's an L by the college football playoff committee. Like, I get it. We're storytelling. I'm not stupid to this, and no one should be either. There is storytelling week to week. They want to set scenarios up where this game means something, this championship means something, and if they can manipulate them as best they can to get their TV partners, all of the viewership, they're going to do it. But you sacrifice Notre Dame to do it. And that's pretty wild to me.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild to me.
Yeah, I mean, in that particular situation, once I saw Duke win the ACC championship game, I was like, there's not a world where they're not going to have the ACC represented in the college football playoff. Like, that's – I thought there might be a chance, but
– Schefter's tweeting. Why don't you read it? You get Schefter alerts?
No, I don't. What the hell is Schefter talking about?
Michigan has fired their head coach, Sharon Moore. Huh?
Let's go.
Huh?
Let's go. Hey, we back. We are back.
First of all.
We're back. First Let's of go. All. First I was just all. About to say how college football don't matter no more. College sports don't matter no more. It matters now. We're back. Let's go.
This is beautiful timing. I apologize for that reaction. It is not okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry too.
To cheer firing of someone like that.
No disrespect. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Sharon.
Sharon Moore is not a good football coach.
No, that doesn't mean he's not a good guy. I apologize.
Well, I have questions about Sharon Moore's character too.
I got caught up. I apologize.
But Michigan has fired Sharon Moore in the middle of our college football conversation.
Reggie, if you listening, it's on and popping. I was willing to give you another year. Not anymore. Not anymore. We going to the horseshoe next year and handling business. Football's back. College football's back. College sports is back. Let's go. Go blue. Let's go.
What is that?
It's the Michigan sign. What you talking about? Let's go.
That's a stupid sign.
We back out here. Couldn't wait for this.
I can't imagine being a fan of a franchise. Well, I guess I can because the Kings, but...
Yeah, careful.
Yeah, you know what? Never mind. It doesn't even make sense now. It just dawned on me. Hey, stupid, you're a Kings fan. Don't finish that sentence.
So
great timing, great by Michigan. Timing. By the way, just
great timing. Now look, I really feeling this doesn't change anything. You're right. None of this matters as much anymore. It just doesn't matter as much anymore. Yeah. I think you talk about the Heisman Trophy. I go back to the 30 for 30 they did on the Heisman Trophy race. I think it was 97, and it was Woodson, Manning, Moss, and somebody else was in there. It might have been Ryan Leaf. And they just did the 30 for 30 on just clips. There was no interviews, nothing. It was just clips an hour of clips of Game Day, Sports Center, and they told the story clips. Mm-hmm. It was damn near the biggest story in sports, mm-hmm. all from September on to the day Charles Woodson was announced. Who was winning the Heisman Trophy? Who was in the lead? All this. It was the biggest thing in the world. And now I don't know who these – I mean, I know who they are because I watch mm-hmm. them, but – If you would have asked me before that.
I don't know
that,
their moments.
Yeah, who yeah, the finalist yeah, yeah, was, yeah, yeah, I wouldn't yeah. know who it was. Indiana yeah. beating Ohio State, that should have been a moment. That should have been an all-time moment. Yeah. It doesn't matter
at
all.
In the end, it didn't matter. So no one reacted to it because the consequences of that were nothing.
No.
There wasn't a single consequence to it.
And then you get down to like college basketball, and I can tell you 7 to 10 times this year I've seen reporters or fans or whatever do this thing where it's like 10 minutes before tip off, this is what whatever Texas's arena looks like. Mm-hmm. Just empty. Just looking mm-hmm. like New Orleans Pelicans. And I keep going to the fact, in my opinion, it's not a fact, but my thought is you open up Pandora's box to pay these guys and it has ruined the sport. It has ruined college sports. Because I talk about Michigan.
You're speaking more specifically of basketball now than
sports.
Football.
Sports. These guys ain't staying nowhere.
Do you think that affects college football as much as what do you think affects college football more? The NILs in that system or the playoff?
The NILs.
Really?
And the reason why I'll say that is the playoff is bad. Like it's too many teams. It's too much. Uh-huh. I'm with you 100%. It's bad. But let's just say Mendoza, for instance. Say he was at Indiana for 3 years and they didn't get it done. Man, Mendoza, he's a good quarterback, Heisman Trophy, but can he win the big one? He's been in this step. That's what they did with Peyton Manning for 3 years. He can't beat Florida. Mm-hmm. Like nowadays, Peyton Manning would be at three different schools. The old
well,
time.
Well, I get your point. I don't think Peyton would, but I understand your point.
Although, well,
I understand your point.
Peyton might. Because Tennessee got money, but they ain't got if LSU wanted
well, him, he might not have wound up at Tennessee.
That's true,
that,
too.
In that situation.
That's true, too. Arch went to Texas. Yeah. But, like, if say he was at Tennessee, mm-hmm. if LSU wanted him, sure. they just go get him. Mm-hmm. And now, like, where's the emotional tie? I talk about Michigan basketball, and they're, like, the number 2 or 3 ranked team in the nation right now, just killing teams left and right. I don't know who anybody on the roster is.
Yeah.
I have to learn that, and people have to learn these
and don't
rosters.
Learn too much because they won't be there next year. They'll be in the NBA or a different school.
You got to learn them year to year.
Yeah.
And that's where it's like.
I think the most difficult part, and we've talked about this so many times, we've talked about it with college coaches. If you're the NCAA, you have to just deal with this right now. The consequences of prolonging playing your athletes and exploiting them the way that you have for so long, you're stuck. Mm-hmm. But you better figure this out because the system that is in place is no system at all. I saw an alert pop up. I think it like the idea that college sports athletics needs a collective bargaining agreement that schools need to adhere to because the way this work, like there is NIL, Kenny Caraway Enterprises pays Mikey Williams, $2 million to be here. Mm. But there's also a system where Sac State can pay Mikey Williams $500,000 to be here or $1 million to be here. And it doesn't, but UC Davis can't. Mm-hmm. Also, UC Davis, your grades have to be on point. Mm-hmm. Like there is no universal system to how this works because so many different things are in play and everybody is operating off basically their own collective bargaining agreement.
Right.
And it doesn't work.
Right.
Jake Gaden's here.
Might have thoughts on
he's
this
in
too.
Sacramento. I can see his whiteboard at the CBS studios in the background. He'll join us next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 13.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
20. Our man Jay Gaydon back with us live from the CBS 13 studios. He made it back. And for those that were, I think we did follow up on this. Jake's with us every Wednesday. Jake was not home on Thursday. You finally got home. Was it Friday night on that 7 a.m. Newark flight or 7 p.m. Newark flight?
No, I got back Thursday night.
The 7 p.m.
It was really Friday morning by the time I got home.
Okay.
I took the late night flight. The Newark flight that was direct to SMF was booked, so I had to go through Denver and then Denver here. So I took the late flight out of Denver back to Sacramento. That was a mess from, like, going live inside of a retirement community, all right, where the Wi-Fi was just as old as the people living there, to, you know, just getting back on four different flights. It was a mess, as they would say.
That connection was so bad, I'm convinced that Jake somehow plugged his phone in with an Ethernet cable to try to talk to us. And salute to you for, like, hey, I know I'm at a retirement home with my grandpa, and we're going to go have a 4:55 dinner, but I got to talk to my guys dealing with KC before we go get the senior special steak here at the retirement facility.
No, guys, it wasn't even that, though. It was the blended shake that they have, because they can't have solid foods, right? Like, you really think they have solid foods at retirement communities? It's mashed potatoes. It's like broccoli that's really not broccoli, and then they give out like a little portion size of whatever meat they're having that's just blended, because do you think you'd have a steak?
Yeah, that's fair.
Good point.
Yeah, fair enough.
I will say this, though. They do serve wine at these things.
I bet they do.
Half the wine gets these people going, all right? So
bingo turned up that night at 6 o'clock.
Straight up, all right? It's going to get frisky in the retirement community.
That's the new club, man. That's happy hour is 2 p.m.
Yeah. Facts. Well, we're happy you made it back. We got a chance to talk a little bit on Sunday night, and I don't even know. I don't think the Kings have played since then, have they?
No, they haven't. They played Monday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They did. That's right. They played the Pacers. And they lost.
Yeah.
They lost to the Pacers. What are you looking for the rest of this year? Like, what when you watch? Scratch that from the record. What are you looking for when you watch the Sacramento Kings play this season?
Looking Keegan Murray development, that's like number one. I think our good friend Matt George put something out there a couple days ago, which I fully agree with. Like, I think Keegan needs to take more shots, but I don't think that's going to be able to happen until you trade some of these guys. So that's one. I'm looking at Maxime Reynaud and seeing if his development can continue to move forward. I've loved what I've seen from the big man the past couple of days, just because of what he's been able to do down low. He doesn't look like he's being outworked down there. Doesn't look like a rookie sometimes. Because, you know, if he can get a bigger frame this offseason and work on his body, like, man, he can definitely be a force in this league. And then, can I be real with you? Like, I just want to see Zach LaVine gone. Like, I just he's a hostage, fam. He's just a hostage. And, like, 42-point performance on Saturday, which we're all gung-ho and happy about, to another, like, 16-point performance where it's just, where are you on Tuesday against the Pacers? And it's interesting. It's like they each game they play, like, okay, who's gonna shoot this game? Okay, is it DeMar? Is it Zach? Is it Keegan? Like, is it Russ? Like, I'm frustrated because I don't think they have any semblance of an offense. They're not good at anything. And the prospects that they have on the team that I want them to see them improve, like Max, a Keon, a Keegan, are not getting the opportunities they get. Like, heck, you have to send Devin Carter down to Stockton for him to get some run. Like, and he looked good last night for the Stockton Kings. Same thing with Nick Clifford.
It's because he's in the G League. Yeah. I just want to remind everybody he's in the G League.
MVP of the G League.
You're not wrong. It's just I would like to see him get – my issue is with Devin Carter is I don't want to have a Davion Mitchell 2.0 situation. Now, could it not be that and it's not the same yin for yang? Yeah, you're probably right. But I want to make sure there's no buyer's remorse for any, with any of that.
Real quick. We told you Michigan's head coach Ron Moore was fired right before the break. Did you see their statement?
I did not, but I've seen some people talking in the chat.
He was fired with cause because he had got into a relationship with a staff member.
You big dummy.
Men are idiots.
You big dummy.
You're the coach of one. All right, man.
I told you
something was wrong with your boy a long time ago. I told you.
I was gonna say something.
I told you.
Maybe I'll wait till the break.
I promise. All right, yeah, wait till the break because I got something to say too. That was not a part of Schefter's original tweet, but yeah, this dude.
I'll wait till the break.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable! What a disaster!
Here comes Brian Kelly.
Oh.
My family,
you know what?
Eh?
As someone who roots for Ohio State, I hope that happens.
Oh no, we'll beat Brian Kelly will beat Ohio State.
Okay.
He'll beat Ohio State. He'll beat Ryan Day. Okay. With his nipples pierced. We'll beat him.
Wait, Brian Kelly's nipples will be pierced?
No, Ryan Day.
Ryan Day's nipples. Well, they are pierced.
That's what I'm saying.
Unfortunately. And it's really sad that we know that. I think Ryan Day should be fired with cause because America knows his nipples are pierced.
What are we talking about? College sports is great. Oh man. So Devin Carter, first and foremost, Davion Mitchell's way better. He's a way better player. So I'm not tripping off if they move on from him without him playing a lot of time in the NBA. Cause At the very least, I don't think he's going to be as good as Davion Mitchell. So there's that. Other thing I want to ask, when will we, outside of me and D'Lo, stop giving Keegan these passes and, like, looking at other people as to the reason why he doesn't shoot enough or he's not accurate or anything else like that? It's not Zach LaVine's fault he went 3 of 11.
You're not wrong. He's got to hit his shots. Like, Keegan has to hit his shots. When he gets these opportunities, when he's the main offensive focal point, because let's be real, guys, he's not the main option right now. Like, tell me, when you're watching these games, are you really sitting there saying that Keegan Murray's the main option coming down the floor?
No. Do I want him to be? He's 3 of 11 damn near every other game. Do I want him to be the main option?
Yeah, but when he – let him be the main option where the offense runs through him, where the ball is in his hands. You're not seeing that in his offense. The 3 for 11 is coming from the shots that are in the corner that, you know, yes, I would give you this, Casey. Majority of them are wide open that he has to knock down. But what I'm getting at is when Keegan actually has offensive schemes made for him, where it's schemed to where it fits his game best. And then you see what you got there. That's what I'm getting at with Keegan Murray. Because right now, the shots he's taking are not schemed for him. They're schemed for DeMar. Well, there is no offense.
And that's Doug's fault. If that's the case, that's Doug's fault.
No, it's Mike Miller's fault. Let's be real.
Here, look, Mike Miller, Mike Brown, Jay Triano, they're all doing the same thing. At some point, when is it on the player?
When he's putting up 15 to 20 shots a game and he's still going 3 for 15 or 3 for 20 or 4 for 15, 4 for 20, then you could put it on Keegan and say, okay, then Keegan, this is where you're at. But you don't know. You don't know until he's taking 15 to 20 shots a game.
Hmm. And look, for the record, once again, I do like Keegan. I think that he showed me earlier when he came back, he showed me some improvement, some growth in his game. And, you know, skill set wise, he showed me some things. But that's what I always come back to. Nobody's telling him not to shoot, not to be aggressive. Nobody's telling him that. Like, the hey, we want to see Keegan be more aggressive. That's on him. That's on him. Because even then, Zach is only taking, like, Zach and even DeRozan to this point, because DeRozan kind of got it on cruise control. They're taking, like, 11 or 12 shots. It's not like they're taking 20 apiece.
I still think once one of those two gets shipped off, more DeMar than anything, I think it will. You will have a better runway for Keegan to be able to do what we're looking for him to do. I'm just saying, there's more shots will be available. At least 3 to 4 more shots a game that will be more available to see if he can get it going. I'm just saying, that's my personal opinion.
I think you're wrong, and okay, we'll just find out. I mean. 11, 11, 11, 12, 18, 16, 19, 14, 13. That's working backwards from the Indiana game to the first game he returned. Those are his shot attempts. You said you want him to shoot 15 plus times per game. He has done that, what I say, three times since he's done that three times in his 9 games. That's just this year. Who knows what it looks like if we go back to last year? If only there was a way I could do that. He's not aggressive enough. And if it is the scheme's fault, then it's Doug's fault. Man, is that right? Oh, my gosh. The most shots, the answer to the question by is 8. He shot the ball 15 or more times 8 times last year. Mm. 8 times. Anybody want to take a guess the most field goal attempts that Keegan Murray took last year?
22.
KC went 18. Jake went 22. KC gets the point.
Yes, sir. Count
he
it.
Took 17 twice.
Count it. Count
he was 8 of 17 and 9 of 17, once in a loss to Minnesota, once in a win against Toronto. I don't know, man. He just doesn't seem like that guy who's going to be aggressive offensively.
And real quick, Jake, to Damian's point, like, I don't care if Keegan takes shots. Take them all. Like,
yeah.
I want you to. I'm just telling you he's not going to, and it's nobody else's fault but his own half the time.
Well, then we'll hold the player accountable then. And after, but let him, let's get there first, right? Let's get there to the point where, because this is all hypothetical right now. Like, let's get to the point where he has the ability and there's no excuse why he's not doing it. And if later in the season and we've shipped off of all these guys and he still is not taking 15 to 20 shots a game, then it's on the player. But he said this offseason that he's worked on being more aggressive. And you saw that the first, three or four games when he first came back.
I like that.
I'm like, again, when the roster is opened up and they start trading away some of these guys, which we're all preparing for in the next couple of weeks, then I'll have a better then his opportunities will be better. I just personally think that. And then we'll have a better idea of what we're looking at. Like, I can guarantee you this, by the end of the season, we will know exactly the player that we have in Keegan Murray. Exactly.
Mm.
You don't think so?
Okay. There's so much here. First, it's all DeMar's fault. It's all Zach's fault. Let's go back to his rookie year. What's the most shots that he took in his rookie year? Cooking.
The Jazz game.
What's the number?
22.
His rookie year. Jake, you want in on this? It's 20. 17. The number is 17. Let's go to the next year. There's your Utah game.
Oh,
that's the second season.
My fault, my fault.
He cracked the 20. 23, 21, 20, 19. He shot over 15 times, 22 different times his second year. And just for fun, the most amount of times he shot last year, 17.
And to Jake's point and the other's point, that I think, would you say 18 times or 22 times he shot over 15 that second year?
That second year, yeah.
I would venture to say 12 of them happened when Malik Monk went out and it was just Fox and Murray, and he was aggressive. I think in that time he averaged about 18 points per game and was getting the shots up, and he was fine. Like, I didn't think he was the problem or anything at all, but it was clear at that time that you need another score.
I don't know, but there's some validity to that because a lot of these are in chunks.
Yeah,
like April 2nd, April 7th.
What was Malik out for, about 5 weeks at the end of the season?
Was it that long?
Maybe less than that.
I don't think it was that long.
Maybe less than that.
He was out at the end of the first year they had the play-in. He was out for that game.
He got hurt the second match.
The year after that, he was out for the last month. So last year, he was out for the last month of the season.
Yeah.
He got hurt the second Mavs game they played towards the end of the season. They had a back-to-back home type thing. Well, a couple days in between, but he got hurt the second time. It was probably a sample size of about 12 to 15 games where Keegan had to be aggressive. He was aggressive, and he produced, like I said, to the point of like 18 points per game. I guess maybe to Jake's point, he's got to be the one or two option to do something like that. They still saw that and were like, we need more scoring.
Yeah.
So
I have a question for you guys, though, because I've been wanting to talk about this on Sports Sunday with you guys, but we haven't had time yet. Mm-hmm. Malik Monk, like, don't you feel like he fits the mold of what they're looking for here in Sacramento in terms of tenacious, toughness, whatever it may be, professionalism? Or do you think that his game is so erratic that you can't put him in what they're looking for here?
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.